Hello, everyone, and welcome to BSU's first annual Miss Penguin Competition Beauty Pageant. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today as we get a chance to meet and acquaint ourselves with 8 beautiful women in a chance to be crowned the next Miss Dominican. Hello, guys. My name is Adam Santiago.
My name is Carlos Soriano.
And we will be your hosts for this evening.
Woo! Woo! That's when you clap, right? Okay, this pageant will be broken up in 5 sections: casual, cultural, athletic, and formal wear, followed by personal interview questions. These women will be given all they got in attempt to impress our panel of judges. Please give it up for Leanne, Todd, and Maurice.
Thank you to our judges. But our women will not only be demonstrating their beauty for our judges, but for our audience as well. During the evening, we'll be passing out ballots, and you guys get a chance to vote to see who you guys think should be entered into the final 3 question challenge. And it's everybody's favorite part, the onstage challenge. All right, and before we begin, we do want to invite everybody who's sitting in the back of the auditorium to scooch on up. We want to show everyone the biggest support. We're a small school. Come on up here. We'll get people to come on up. Yeah, clap for them. Yeah, back row, come on up. All right, and without further ado, let's hear it from our lovely contestants.
Woo!
Woo! Whoa!
Yeah, show them some support.
Get crazy.
Peyton Fredrickson, 20, and I'm from Lansing, Michigan.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo.
That ass.
Lauren Guitard, 22, Atascadero, California.
Yeah!
Janessica Holiday, 18, Oakland, California.
Get it.
Elsie Lopez, 19, San Diego.
Zehra, 18, Turkey.
Deanna, 24, Stockton, Texas.
Call me after this.
Lilieta Feao, 19, San Lorenzo, California.
East Bay.
JR in the house.
Sandra Kiara. 18.
Make some noise.
To California.
Woo. Yeah. Oh, we got one more. All right, here we go.
Elaine Ishaga, 19, Oakland.
All right, let's hear one more time for all our girls here tonight. All right, and before we'd like to begin our competition, we'd like to welcome the Vice President of our Black Student Union, Tigis Worku, to say a few words just for us. Let's welcome Tigis up here. Here you go, Maggie.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. How are you? Good? How are you? Yeah. Give it up for our beautiful ladies. Well, I'd like to start off by personally thank you guys for coming here and supporting us for our first annual Miss Dominican character pageant. Not a beauty pageant, it's a character pageant. Yeah. Correcting Adam. But thank you for supporting us. And I just want to tell you guys about the mission of why we're doing this. So to start off, we're promoting confidence. And confidence is... We're promoting confidence, self-pride, and self-love. So we're pushing these girls to take drastic steps and put themselves in front of people. And we We define confidence as being very important quality in order to, for you to have a successful career and a successful life. So surpassing the typical standards of beauty as someone who's able to shine through their actions and character is how we define beauty here. Throughout this show, you will see these young ladies' characters stand out, their presence on stage, and encircling the four pillars of Dominican. So these ladies will grace you with their presence, their talent, their culture, and their humor. And hopefully by the end of the show, these women will gain so much confidence that we wouldn't have to beg them to come on stage and show off their beautiful character. And instead, they'll be running on stage to show off and shine bright like the diamonds that they are. So I would like to thank you again. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let's find our next Miss Dominican. Come on, louder! Yeah! Enjoy.
All right, thank you, ladies. You want to hop on into the back? We're going to get into our first competition, which will be the cultural wear, where our girls will be bringing back outfits that, you know, kind of represent their culture, tell a bit about themselves, and get to show us as well.
Well, we're really glad to have you guys, all of you, tonight. Okay, so I want to know, who is your favorite tonight? Who's your favorite? I want to know this. I want to hear this. I don't hear. Woo! JR in the house. What? I'm not a contestant. I wish, but I know. I'm not. Okay, that's good.
All right. And really important, make sure that you guys cast your votes. We're going to make sure that we get the ballots out to you guys before intermission. And during intermission, we will be having some other people coming in and showing their talent. They're kind of sitting in the front row over here. We'll get a chance to get them, know them a little bit later as well. So just hang tight. Our girls are getting ready in the back and just, you know, get ready for the show. All right, I know Carlos is really excited because I believe Colombia just won the Miss Universe competition recently. Yeah. Yeah, show us what you got.
We won against the United States, so that's a shame. Whoa, we need some music here. Where's the music?
No, thanks.
They don't pay me enough for that.
All right, and tonight's event is going to be broadcasted on Penguin Radio, which is going on over here. Make sure to say hello to them, show some love.
Do you
want to
talk to our judges tonight?
Yeah, so how do our judges feel tonight? Let's see, you guys happy? Stand up, clap for our judges?
Stand up, please. Stand up.
Wonderful. Yeah. Good thing it's not like American Idol. I mean, Todd could be our Simon Cowell. Liana could be our Paula, you know, before everything changed over. She's like, everyone's just beautiful. I love it all. Oh my gosh. And Maurice just needed to sign his contract. I'm okay with that. All right, so it looks like our girls are ready for our first competition. So we're going to be doing cultural wear. So we have our first contestant, Miss Peyton Fredrickson. And Peyton tonight is rocking the cowboy, cowgirl look that originated from the Anglo-Hispanic cultures. It started in Texas and spread it all throughout the Midwest. She chose this because she was raised right there in Michigan itself. She can choose to wear this outfit when either you're going out to the restaurant, or to the farm, or even a little hoedown. Let's give it up for Peyton.
Now we got Lauren Guitar from Atascadero, California. She's wearing a World Council of Sustainability because all of her clothes are thrifted or secondhand. She loves to knit, and she's a club officer in the Green Club here in Dominican University. Oh. Give it up.
She's strutting her stuff. She knows what she's doing.
Guitar. Woo! Woo!
Yeah. I thought we said no professionals. I think she knows what she's doing. All right.
Oh,
we have contestant number three, Miss Janessica Holliday. Janessica is rocking a nice juicy couture straight from Richmond, Oakland. Yeah, she's a professional. Gotta watch out for that sun. You know we get burned.
Madonna mia ragazzi. Well, we have Elsie Lopez from San Diego. She's wearing an outfit inspiring my favorite country, Mexico, of course, and Nicaragua. She's a sophomore and she's in the Torch program in Dominican. Woo! Give it up for Elsie Lopez from Mexico.
All right, our next contestant is Zahara Octay. Beautiful, give it up for her. She's wearing this lovely flowing gown that she wears to weddings and sweet 16s. Give it up.
Some noise, GLS.
Look at her strut her stuff. All right, and we have our next contestant.
We have Diana Montoya for Fort Stockton, Texas. She's wearing, of course, a Western outfit. She plays soccer and she's a sophomore. And, oh my God. We have a winner here. We close the competition. Hey, give it up for Diana Montoya. Woo!
All right, our next contestant is Lilietta Feal. Beautiful, beautiful. She's from the Tongan Islands, and she's a sophomore this year and president of the Polynesian Club right here on campus.
Woo. And then we have my favorite one, Sandra Aikiora. Woo, 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 woo. She's wearing an outfit from Nigeria, and she's in the basketball team. Make some noise for Sandra. Some noise from Sandra. Give it up. Sandra Kiora, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, our next contestant is Elaine Argacia. All right, so hello. And she'll be rocking an outfit right from the Philippines, and she wears it mostly for formal occasions. And this year she's a sophomore. Let's hear it for her. Beautiful, beautiful. That's it, right?
Yeah,
good. All right, so how's that for our cultural section? Damn, the legs on these girls, man. They don't even need heels.
All right.
Our next section of our competition will be the athletic wear. These girls will be rocking, yeah, that's right. They'll be rocking whatever they feel when they're walking their dog, when they're going out to play volleyball, anything they want, all right? And we have our first contestant, Peyton out once again. Okay, hold on. Technical, thank you, Brooks, thank you. He's stuck living with me, he has to say these things. All right, so our girls are getting dressed right now for the athletic competition. Our judges are taking tally.
People need to see that.
What?
People need to see that.
Okay. All right, so we're just gonna ask one more time for you guys. Hopefully everyone in the back rows can please move up, especially people in the balcony. You just wanna move up to that front row. We wanna make sure it looks like a full house. There we go. Yeah, give them a round of applause, our audience. And no one moves, so, okay, whatever. I mean, what? You can see everything. Look, you're closer to me. What more could you want? What? Stop that. Oh, my gosh. All right. my God.
Yeah, we're fine, we're fine.
All right, so we're ready for our next portion, which is the athletic wear. And our first contestant is going to be Peyton Fredrickson. Come on out, Peyton. Peyton enjoys playing golf, and she won 2 state championships of golf in her junior and senior year of high school. She received a scholarship to play at a collegiate level at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh my God.
And she, of course, loves the friends and relationships that she's had right here at Dominican. Beautiful, beautiful. Look at that swing.
Now we have again Lauren Guitard. Woo! Give it up for Lauren Guitard, please. Her favorite sport is yoga and go hiking. She's a senior. Woo! Woo! Give it up for Lauren Guitard, please.
All right, up next we have Janessica Holiday back to bring back the show. Janessica is a very simple girl. She loves going out for a nice morning run, nice sip of coffee, going to Pete's, enjoying herself. Yeah, show us that stride. Yeah, just like that. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Janessica.
Please give it up for Elsie Lopez one more time from Mexico. Well, she plays baseball, and she's a cheerleading sophomore here at Dominican. She's from Mexico. Did I tell you that? She's from Mexico. Woo! Give it up for Elsie Lopez, please, ladies and gentlemen, right now.
Oh! Oh! I didn't authorize that. We don't cover for any sort of insurance here. All right, let's bring it out, Zara! She enjoys playing basketball and recreational tennis. And the one thing she loves about Dominican is, of course, our basketball team. How could you not? Yeah. Swoop. All right.
Okay, give it up for Diana Montoya. Woo! She plays soccer. She's a sophomore. She loves soccer, basically, and taekwondo, of course. Like, I don't need to tell anybody.
Show us a trick.
Woo! We want a trick. Whoa! Great. Just to mention, this event is sponsored by Papa Tex. Thanks, Papa Tex, for all the funds for this event. Thank you very much.
All right, up next we have Lilietta coming back again. Yeah, showing off that strength because her favorite sport is rugby. All right. The thing she loves about Dominican is how tight-knit the community is. She loves getting to know her professors on her spare time, and if not, she'll knock them out.
Now we have Sandra Aikiora! Woo! Woo! Baby! Oh my God! Madonna mia ragazzi! Che cosa volete? Sandra Aikiora, basketball team at Dominican. Woo! Woo! Give it up for Sandra!
Up next we have Elaine! Come on out, Elaine! Her favorite sport is eating tacos. And when asked if she plays any sports, she runs when she's late to class. Yeah. She's also got a thing for Chili the mascot. Watch out, Chili, if you're in the crowd tonight. Go Penguins. All right, let's hear it for the athletic competition right here. Man, these girls are talented. I gotta be friends with that girl who eats tacos. That and Chipotle. Oh my gosh. But she'll have to deal with the after effects of it. I'm a tad lactose. I don't know if she'd be able to handle that. That's right, I said it. All right. Mm-hmm. More? Okay. All right, so they're getting ready for the next competition, which will be the formal wear. Or not. Okay.
Click now to listen. All right.
Yeah. I guess you gotta do like a little jig. Yeah, this is my competition. Yeah, support. I love it. Have a little. Thank you. So I guess it's my show now. So my name's Adam. My favorite sport is watching Netflix. Desperate Housewives, yeah. And yeah, that's about it. And please stop. Oh my God, I can't. Somebody please take him out of here. All right. So they need more time?
People from ELS right there. Where is the people from ELS right here? Hey, people from ELS, where are you? Hey, ELS, where's ELS? Hey, finally. They know English, they know how to speak.
They know English.
Okay, he's getting
Okay. All right, so we're going to be handing out the ballots in just a moment. Make sure you guys are getting the names of the girls that you guys like the most, and then we'll be voting to see who will be entering our final elimination round. All right, and then our ballots will be right outside. You guys can go get them during intermission, before and after the side performances. All right, so it looks like we're just about ready for our formal wear. No, not yet. I guess not. Okay. All right, karaoke. Oh my God. Oh, what? What? No, I do not rap. The color of my skin is not indicative whether I can entertain people or play basketball or sing or run. No, I can run when I'm in trouble. What? Thank you guys. All right, so this is actually going to be the interview part of our competition. So all of our girls are going to be coming out, and we're going to be asking them two questions, and they're going to have to answer it to the best of their ability. And yeah, there we go. And by taking this information, you guys are going to be taking into account, get ready for your ballots, and see who will be going on to our final three after you guys vote. All right. So are you ready? All right. So first up in our formal competition will be Peyton Fredrickson. Come on out, Peyton. Okay, never mind. Okay. Yeah. Peyton, come on out. Beautiful. Strut your stuff. Yeah, Peyton. And Peyton looks lovely tonight, wearing a nice Louis Vuitton, Juicy Couture shoes. And let's get our next contestant out here for the next question. Okay. Hold on, where is this? Okay. So we're gonna have Lauren come out next. This is awesome. Yeah, Lauren, come on out. All right. And Payne's gonna join us out here too as well. We're gonna be doing the interview section. Oh, and Carlos is making an appearance. All right, let's have our next guest come out. We have Miss Elsie Lopez. Oh, and Janeska Holiday, both sporting their formal wear tonight. Both looking absolutely lovely in black. All right, let's bring Sandra out. Here we go for our formal wear. And Lilietta. Gorgeous. All right, that's everyone.
Madonna mia ragazzi.
All right, let's give it up for our girls. All right, so we're going to be going around asking questions to these lovely ladies. I will take one side and Carlos will be taking the other. And they'll be answering these on-spot questions for us. So let us begin. Please tell us your name.
Peyton Fredrickson.
Peyton Fredrickson. If you were a fruit, what would it be and why?
I would say a strawberry because it's very juicy and ripe. And it's my favorite, and it's red and beautiful and shiny. And that is why I would choose that.
There we go. Red, beautiful, and shiny. What other answer could you want? All right, next we have Miss Janessica Holliday. And Janessica, what does it mean to be a penguin here at Dominican?
Being a penguin means being a part of a community where you come to grow and develop in the person you are.
I like it. All right, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Zehra, and I'm from Turkey.
All right, so please tell us. Yes, we do have a question for you. It will be, what is the color of love?
Every color.
Every color, and why is that?
Because I can choose. Everyone is beautiful. Every color is beautiful.
Up next, we have Lilietta. And Lilietta will be answering. This is the question you'll be answering for us. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
When do you, competition. I couldn't win against her. She plays rugby, she could take me out. So my question will be, when do you feel most like yourself, most comfortable? Deep questions. Take your time.
Thus I shall. I feel myself when I'm alone. Yeah.
She feels herself when she's alone! Alright. Alright. Settle down now. Settle down. Alright. And would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi guys, my name is Elaine.
Alright, Elaine. And please tell us, if you were a rapper, what would your rap name be?
If I were a rapper, I'm already Honey Cocaine.
Woo! Damn, sniff that right up. All right, so so we're gonna get the other line of girls going for our competition. First, we have Miss Lauren Guitard.
You get it. Okay, Lauren, this is your question. Why do you wanna be Miss Dominican?
Okay, so hi, my name is Lauren. Why do I want to be Miss Dominican? I would say my answer is that I believe in what Miss Dominican represents for our school. I believe in the values that Miss Dominican has. So as Tay just mentioned earlier, courage, confidence, pride. I would also add to that curiosity, responsibility, respect, and gratitude.
Give it up for Lauren. Thank you very much.
Okay, Elsie. So,
woo!
Okay, Elsie. Tell me three words that describe yourself. But I want the truth, you know, like real, okay. Real stuff.
Should I take the mic? Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say three words that describe myself are confident, determined, and warm-hearted. Definitely, yeah.
Do I say more?
No.
Oh, okay.
Diana Montoya. Give it up for Diana Montoya.
Diana. It's the same question. What do you want to be Miss Dominican?
Okay. Why do I want to be Miss Dominican? Well, because I guess it's like a title to represent our community, and I think it would be an honor to be like a penguin since we are unique and we're all different, And and I love this school. Go D.U.!
Woo! 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 Madonna mia ragazzi. Okay. Look at this girl over here. Whoa! Whoa! Woo! Okay. Sandra, three words to describe yourself.
I would say tall, black, athletic.
That's a great answer.
She said, damn. All right, let's hear it for our girls. Thank you.
Give it up for these ladies.
Beautiful.
Woo!
I'll tell you, Carlos, I hate to see her go, but I love to watch them leave. No, not really, but anyway. All right. So that wraps up most of our sections for tonight. We will actually be going to intermission right now. We'll have a few people come up and do a little talent for us, including some of our contestants. We're gonna ask you guys to please grab some ballots. Tigas has some right in her hand. We're also gonna be having them at the door. We'll be handing them out to you. Make sure to decide who you want today and who you want to go on to our final three. Keep in mind, our top three will be asked one more question to see who will win the Miss Dominican pageant tonight.
And the fish dance is coming, so stay here.
So definitely stay in the area. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
This is DJ Scout on radio.dominican.edu at BSU's Miss Dominican pageant. So far, DJ Freak, what do you think of what's been going on?
I'm impressed. It's pretty good. I'm overwhelmed. I've never seen one. They look beautiful. I saw them before, only in, I think they're casual clothes, some of them in their cultural and fitness, none of them in their formal. They look pretty good.
Did you see that, Sandra?
Sandra, it's tall, black, and athletic.
That's what she said.
That's good. The questions, they were pretty good. Some of them
They were very inconsistent. What kind of fruit are you versus
three words to describe yourself.
Yeah. It's a little odd.
It's a little weird.
But so far, it's been good. This has been an impressive show. It's been great to see all the different people out there. What's been really cool to me is I like the personalities. There are all these people I've never heard of before.
This is DJ Freak at Ms. Dominican. You're listening at radio.dominican.edu. And I have Allison on to tell us a little about how she likes the pageant so far. Hello, Allison. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm really enjoying it. How are you as an audience member?
It's really fun. There's a lot of energy, and the girls are really showing their spirit for Dominican, and they're ready to win.
I think it's been really good.
Yes, it has.
It looks like we're about to go on.
Here comes the host.
So,
well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Allison. I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye, Allison. So we're about to begin some of our talent show. Let me bring it back to Adam and Carlos. This is radio.dominican.edu.
All right, so we're gonna get started during our intermission, our short talent portion of the night. And first off, we will be having Lauren Guittard, who will be using her ukulele and singing for us. Everybody welcome Lauren back in.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight. Okay, so this is my first ever live performance with this instrument. And I am going to play for you Sia's Chandelier. Okay.
Party girls, don't get hurt. Can't feel anything. When will I learn to push it down? Push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone blowing up, people ringing my doorbell. Can't escape, I can't escape. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw 'em back till I can't count.
doesn't exist. I'm gonna fly like a bird through the night. Feel my tears as they dry. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. I'm holding on for dear life. Won't let go, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. Cause I'm just holding on for the night. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life. Won't let go, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. Cause I'm just holding on for the night. Sun is up, I'm a mess. Gotta get out, gotta run from this. Here comes the shame, here comes the shame. One, two, three, one, two, three, drain. One, two, three, one, two, three, drink. One, two, three, drink. Throw 'em back till I can't count. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. I'm gonna live like tomorrow doesn't exist, like it doesn't exist. I'm gonna fly. Cause I'm just holding on for the night. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. Cause I'm just holding on for the night. On for the night, on for the night. On for the night. On for the
All right, thank you, Lauren. Absolutely beautiful. All right, up next we have Janessica Holliday, who will be singing a song by Fantasia called Beautiful.
Nothing I ever did was good enough for you. Nothing I ever did could ever seem to please you. All I do is give you my heart. And all I wanted was to feel strong. Never felt pretty enough. Never felt good enough.
You tried to keep me down.
My knees. My feet. Myself free, and I feel beautiful, beautiful. I feel beautiful, beautiful. You could not touch my soul. Nothing you can do to me can take away my right to feel beautiful, beautiful. And I was down so low, you could not touch my soul anymore. I stand with my head held high, I feel beautiful. Like I did nothing right. You used to make me feel like I did nothing in your life. But to you. And all I wanted was for you to see me as good enough.
I
I finally took back over my life and I feel beautiful, beautiful. I feel beautiful, beautiful. You could not touch my soul, touch my soul. Nothing you can do to me can take away my right to feel beautiful, beautiful. And I was down so low, but I won't be pushed down anymore. I stand with my head held high, I feel beautiful. Trying to make me feel worthless. No, my worth is priceless. I got back my pride and took back my life, and I feel beautiful, beautiful. I feel beautiful, beautiful. Touch my soul. Do to me can take away my right to feel beautiful, beautiful. And I was down so low, but I won't be pushed down anymore. I stand with my head held high, I feel beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, let's give it up for her one more time. That was great. All right, up next in our short talent portion, we will have Sandra on the stage. Make some noise. In her rendition of Anaconda.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are here at BSU's Ms. Dominican pageant. Next up, we've got Sandra Aikiora, who's about to do a rendition of Anaconda for us. I'm hyped for that, and it's been great. I wish we had seen this before the voting. I'm sure some of these people would have gotten a lot more votes if we had seen this.
I agree.
My God. Oh, looks like Sandy's up there. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and it looks like Sandra got the case of the nerves. But beautiful before that, I gotta say. What do you think, DJ Freak?
It's been pretty good. There's been a lot of different acts. Yeah. I think someone's about to sing.
I think that someone who's not actually one of the contestants. Yeah, let's hear what they gotta say.
Okay.
There we go.
Please give it up for Honey Cocaine.
Honey Cocaine decided to make an appearance tonight. Can I get a beat, anybody? Dominican, we are the Penguins. We're so cold, so chilly, like an iceberg burr.
All right, representing the Bay Area here, Miss Honey Cocaine. All right, and up next, we have Deanna, who will be singing a Latin song for us, a cappella. Welcome Deanna out to the stage, please. Oh, she's got a mic.
All right, so my song's in Spanish. I don't know if all you guys can understand, but just bear with me.
I understand.
Oh, there you go. All right, so my song is called Tu Edad from Luis Coronel, so if you guys want to look him after. He's really cute, actually. Right. Tu edad es la edad perfecta. Sorry, I'm really nervous. You can hear it in my voice. Okay. Tal vez poquito inmadura, pero así me encantas. A mí no me afecta que a veces seas ingenua. Así me gustas, inocente y sin experiencia. Aprender de ti y tú que aprendas de mí. Si lo que más quiero es hacerte feliz. Y es que a tu edad, mi niña, tú me haces soñar. Tengo la sospecha de que tú serás por siempre para mí. Mi niña traviesa, tú eres mi princesa. De hermosa sonrisa, mirada coqueta. Mi niña traviesa, yo quiero decirte que si no te miro me pongo muy triste. Mi niña traviesa, tengo la sospecha de que serás para mí. Me traes de cabeza.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. Okay.
Woo! You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are at the BSU's Miss Dominican pageant. Next up, we've got Reyna, who is not part of the competition, but she will be performing a song for us tonight. There she is. All right. Have a good one. You're listening to Penguin Radio.
Adjust it to what you want.
Okay.
Is this all?
Yeah, okay. We're good. Hey. So, I'm Reyna, hi, and I'm going to play Valerie by Amy Winehouse. Yes! Okay, so if you want to sing along, do it, bruh. Okay, all right, here we go. You can hear it, right? We're good? Okay, all right.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things while you're doing in my head and I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, my body's been a mess and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie! 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 Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? And did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a chance. Hope you found the right man who'll fix it for you. And are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine you was dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Well, since I come home, my body's been a mess, and I miss your change of hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie.
That was beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful. And our last performer for tonight will be the lovely Miss Ja. Ja, welcome her out.
Hi,
Can you guys hear me from back there? Hands up if you can. Thank you. So tonight I am dedicating my song to all the beautiful ladies who just went up on stage. So please sing along if you know this song, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. Every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you so sexy, she's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. You know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I say, when I see your face, it's not a
All right, that was our last performer, Ja. Thank you for everyone who performed tonight. Let's give them a nice final welcome. Thank you. Woo! And in just for a few moments, we'll be breaking down our last three interviews, and then we'll be deciding the winner for this evening. All right, so stay tuned.
Hey, this is Penguin Radio, and we are at the BSU pageant.
Miss Dominican.
Currently, we have just finished intermission and the talent acts. Those were pretty great. We are at BSU's Miss Dominican pageant, and it is the first, hopefully, annual event. We hope they will continue. So far, this pageant has been outstanding. Currently, they are putting together the votes to see who's moving on to the next level. The next level will include three interviews, one interview with each of them. And from there, we'll decide who's the winner. DJ Homeschool. Oh, you did a show last semester.
I did do a show. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What are you coming over to tell us about? Tell me, what do you think of the show so far?
I think it's amazing. I had to work late tonight, but I got here a little while ago, and I've seen just some amazing, beautiful girls here and just singing their hearts out, and we've had dancers, and I mean, it's
you came
awesome.
At the best part.
I really did.
But it looks
did.
Like, seems like it's time for them to tell us who's moving on to the next level.
Ooh, great. Well,
you'll need to come a few
in.
Seconds sooner, but
great.
Thank you.
Of course.
Let's watch.
All right, give it up for Peyton. All right, and next we have Lauren Guitard coming on out. Everybody here sporting their evening gowns.
Oh, they've got their evening gowns on, and they look really great. I
Ooh,
love
this
that.
Girl's got a nice black top and this beautiful green that goes awesomely with the green undertones on her skin. Earlier, she sang us a song, an awesome rendition of that
All
chandelier.
Right, we have Janessica
Spicy.
Holiday.
Yeah, she did an amazing
coming out one
job.
More time.
We got Janessica wearing the same color, but now in a
it's
chevron
reversed.
Kind of pattern.
I like the green top with the black skirt. We've got like a color scheme going.
The color seems to look good on everyone.
It really does. That's the color of the season. I've heard that beautiful like green.
Well, now I know not to get my dress in that color. Don't want to look like everyone else. Janessica up here sang us a song earlier as well. I was not sure of the name, but she rocked it.
You know, I did not get to see her perform.
Please welcome Elsie Lopez again.
You missed out.
From Mexico. From Mexico.
Oh, here's another cute Elsie. Little black dress. Very classy.
Can't go wrong with it.
Yeah,
jeep with it.
You cannot go wrong.
Can't go wrong with it. Looks good on her.
Definitely. Oh, I really like her beautiful shoes. She's got like a strappy black
heel. I couldn't see
like
a little short.
Get it, Elsie.
Give it up for Elsie up there.
The crowd seems to really enjoy her.
They know
up
her.
Next we have Zahara.
Oh, there's another one of those green dresses.
Oh my gosh.
I like that.
I
think it would have been cuter without the jacket.
Rocking a nice little turquoise
she's
mint color.
That. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I really Strutting like that. I think, oh, look at the jacket. It's got some detailing in the
that
back and
cool.
You can really see the dress through it. I really like that. Right,
thank you, Zahara.
Thank you.
It's very
Rose.
Different. You don't see a lot of dresses in that
she's
style.
From Turkey.
I really like it.
I think she said she was from Turkey, so that there you go.
Oh,
there's,
wow, so she's an international student? Very nice.
Possibly.
Very cool.
Welcome, Diana Montoya.
Diana
One more time.
Montoya. Yes.
Diana, not Diana.
Diana.
Okay. Diana. Another
oh, look,
black dress
classic
going.
Little black dress. There we go. Let's
she
see what
for
she's
a different
got.
Style.
Oh,
less
yeah,
pleated,
she's got
more
the,
netted.
Yeah, she's got the more netted, and she's got the booties as opposed to, like, the strap.
Madonna
heels.
Mia Ragazzi.
Ooh, both of them work, though.
I really like it.
They managed to both work it well without being too similar, you know?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Like and I like her hair.
Shoes.
Oh, yeah, she does
right,
that
nice. Have Lilietta.
Oh, this, look at this
Ooh,
dress.
Lilietta.
We got a girl in an evening gown.
Now, this girl,
right
I have been
now.
Hoping, I've been rooting on this girl
Beautiful.
Since the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I came right
That's her cultural.
Talent, and that is beautiful. Oh, and she's got her cultural necklace.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was really cool.
That's
she
really
She went all
great.
Out on her cultural uniform, and I hope that she gets out there in the
she
top three.
She really did, and she has an amazing voice as well.
I don't think she sang.
That's not the same
That's girl? Not the same girl.
Please welcome Sandra to stage.
Oh, Sandra's everyone's
Sandra
favorite.
Sandra Kiora. Right now.
Oh, she Woo! Seems to be
There
a
she
favorite.
Is. She's getting into the top three.
Oh, I like her dress. Very nice.
That is her cultural dress from Nigeria.
Oh, there you go.
If only she hadn't gotten so nervous during her
415-827-0616. Call me.
Did she struggle through her talent?
All right, we
nervous.
Also have Elaine.
But you know what? I'm sure she pulled
now
it together
this girl.
Just fine.
Personality,
sure
this girl is amazing.
Honey Coke.
Hilarious. She came up here and rapped during her talent
Honey
portion.
She did a what?
She rapped.
She rapped. I love that. That's awesome.
She's cute. I normally don't like those high-low dresses, but she's doing it.
She's working it.
She's
oh,
working
those
it.
Sparkly shoes. I
oh.
love those.
And it right, matches with
you,
that middle
part.
I love that dress.
Exactly.
Those
ones
I like
really
that coral
well.
Color.
I like anything.
That
so,
one
okay,
is big,
so let's
like,
invite
our
women back out one more time, and we'll be able to decide our top three winners. Let's have them all come out again.
Oh, here they come. They're all going to come out, the top
out
three.
All right.
They practiced this walk. It's like when you go to graduation.
Oh, look at that. Very nice. You know, I had heard, I talked to the host, our host Carlos, the other day, and he said that right at the last minute there was a big influx of people who really wanted to participate. And, you know, to be honest, until I talked to Carlos, I didn't even know we were having this competition at school.
Really?
So
they were having an advertisement, so I saw it all the time.
Hopefully this evening's event will really make this a big popular event on campus in the future.
I really hope so.
Yeah, and
they call it
really
annual, but you can't really call it annual just yet. It's the first time, you know what I mean?
First annual,
so
I guess
you could.
Let's
give it up as we decide our top three.
Gotta decide.
Who's your favorite tonight? Who is your favorite?
Who's your favorite tonight?
Are we voting by clap? I'm not I don't know.
We
I can't
voted
pick
on
a
paper
favorite.
Before you got here.
Did we vote it on paper?
I'm not in the contest.
I don't think I can really say because I, like I said, I was working tonight, and so I didn't get to see all of the girls, but I'm sure they all did really amazing. And everything that I've seen, the girls did an amazing job. Even the ones that struggled and got a little bit nervous. I mean, we all struggle and get a little bit nervous about things.
Number one.
And they really pulled through and just pulled it off and did amazing performances.
These girls are outstanding.
I gotta give it to them. I would never get up on stage and do something like that. Like, they are brave.
Let's let them tell us what's going on right now. We'll be back. This is radio.edu.
Well, this is not a surprise. We have Sandra Aikiora. And finally... Who is your favorite from all of these girls? I wanna hear this. I wanna hear this.
Well, Elsie Lopez. Woo! From Mexico, ladies and gentlemen. Mexico in the house.
All right. Thank you to the rest of our ladies. We're gonna interview our top three now. All right. All right. Let's bring it in close. Prepare yourselves. All right. She doesn't want to get asked first. That's okay. Sly move. It's okay. You get bonus points for going first. We like that kind of bravery. All right. So this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be asking these girls one of the same question, and you know, whoever answers it best will be decided among our judges, and then we will have our winner for this evening. All right. So Miss Elsie Lopez, are you ready? That's good, because I'm not. All right, so here we have your question. Miss Elsie Lopez,
yes.
How do you define our four pillars of service, study, community, and reflection, and how?
So I would say that I show these characteristics because I'm really outspoken. I like to get along with everybody. I have friends in almost every class, from freshman to senior class. I don't try to hang out with just one person. I try to get involved with the entire school with different activities and different groups and clubs and stuff. Like one major club that I'm in, well, not a club, it's a leadership group that I'm in is Torch. And I feel Torch really helped me open up coming here my freshman year. And I feel through Torch that helped me be able to learn how to go along with everybody and learn how to accept others, and as well accepting myself and going out and living Dominican like it's home, basically. So I guess just by interacting with everybody is how I do it, and like focus on my studies as well, since education's a big part of the school. And so it's like education and social life at the same time.
All right, up next we have Miss Sandra. Miss Sandra, a crowd favorite for tonight. How do you define service, study, community, and reflection, and how?
I would define community as a group of people come together to achieve a common goal. And I would say I show those four by I study, because I'm a student athlete and student first, and my education comes first, so I have to study. And I reflection, because I reflect others around me, like my peers that are here today. And I feel like it's great service to everyone here, this event.
Please give it up for Sandra. Woo!
All right. All right. And last but not least, we have Sahara. And Sahara, you have to be ready for this question. You've had all the time. You got to be ready. So I will ask you, how do you define service, study, community, and reflection?
Service is like responsibility, and community is like our family, and studying is like my talent, and reflection is the most important thing in our school, I think. That's all.
Give it up, Sahara! Sahara in the house! Madonna mierda, ragazzi.
So we're gonna have our judges decide upon their decision. Decide upon their decision. What is that? They're gonna make their decision and see who will be crowned the first Ms. Penguin. All right, what kind of questions you guys wanna ask him? Okay, one at a time. To who? All of them? Okay.
What was the question?
What's your favorite ice cream, they wanna know? We'll just do like bullet rounds.
Cookies and cream.
I don't really have a favorite, but I like green tea.
I love French vanilla.
More? Why? They need to go backstage. Right.
So you guys are gonna be going
backstage. Ready.
They need to be ready. So come with me. All of you.
He's running away with our contestants.
Girls with me.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for coming, everybody. We love you.
All right. Well, we lost Carlos, so can't say I didn't see you coming. All right, so our judges are currently tallying our votes for us. Everybody just kind of sit tight for a moment.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are here at BSU's Miss Dominican pageant right now. Currently, they are tallying up the votes.
They're coming,
ladies and gentlemen. Contestants are coming out now from the beginning, including the ones who've been eliminated. Woo. Despite the fact they've been eliminated in the votes, they have not been eliminated from our hearts or in our lives. Here they are.
All right, so here
beautiful
are
women
this evening.
Coming on out, strutting their stuff.
All right.
The president of BSU is in the finest gown I've ever seen. She is working
right,
that bright yellow. You normally don't think people can work that color
right
out,
now.
But she is doing it.
Okay.
Loud and
right
proud.
Here.
That's what she looks like right now.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
Drum
They're
roll.
About to tell us who the winner is.
Third place. Sandra, third place.
Hi, Kiore.
Second place, Elsie from Mexico. And our winner, of course, is Sahara from Turkey. Woo! Our winner tonight, Miss Dominican 2015 from Turkey, Sahara.
You're just tuning in, we found out the winner was Sara, a girl from Turkey.
One more time, give it up for the ladies. I just have a few things to say. One, thank you so much, ladies, for coming up here. Again, it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of confidence. And please give them the loudest, the biggest, the most loudest applause ever. Right now, come on, loud. Oh, good job. So thank you for coming, and thank you for showing off your character. We appreciate it. Again, we weren't doing this to find a winner. We were doing this to build their confidence, and we can see that they're standing up here and not shaking and not sweating. So we did something, right? So thank you. And
hello, everybody. How's your night going? Great.
I just want to take a few moments and say thank you to our audience. Thank you for coming, for supporting BSU all the way. We made it. We made it happen. I hope you enjoyed the show. I would like to take a moment and thank our judges, Todd, Liani, and Maurice. And we would also like to thank our hosts, Carlos and Adam. Let's give them a round of applause. Miss Dominican.
Seems like the show is over. Right now they are taking pictures with all of the pageant contestants. Anyone is allowed up to take pictures. It looks like so many people are going up to take part in this sort of thing. Seems like we're about to get a second microphone back in here so we can get...
Yes, it is DJ Freak again.
She is back.
Right now.
So right now you see all the roses getting handed out to the contestants.
Supposedly you can go take some pictures. I wish I could take some pictures with them. They're like all together. They're looking beautiful.
They are all gorgeous.
It's like prom.
Now, did you see that coming? That win out there.
That was a good win.
I was surprised.
Definitely. I really enjoyed it.
They're all posing up there right now. The winner in her crown with her own bouquet, while the rest of them each have a single rose like The Bachelor. Sandra Aikiora is walking towards us. Oh, I thought we could get an interview, but she is more shy than you would think based on that dress. You'd think she's confident, but she is shy and sweet.
It is a bold dress. It is very bold.
It is gorgeous. Radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio here. We have Evan Shimada over here. I think he wants to come say a few words.
Do you want to say some few words, Evan Shimada? Shimada? Would you like to discuss what you saw in the pageant?
Tell us what you thought.
What about
you wanted to win?
About the winner?
Oh, you want to just take a seat, get in the hot seat so all those listeners out there can hear what you've got to say.
What's good to you, Sam?
This is Evan Shimada here. He just watched the pageant. Tell us, what did you think of the whole thing?
I thought it was a very well put together event. We have Mr. Penguin, so having a pageant for the women was only fitting.
Evan Shimada, I'm kicking you out of here.
Bye, peace
out. Come on another time. Here we have got Sandra Aikiora, third place in the pageant. Majestic, we all thought she was a shoe-in for number one, but...
Hey
Sandra.
Guys! Hey,
so what did you think? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of fun.
How did you see that going? Did you see that you would end up in the top three?
I was trying to be confident, but I was really nervous most of the time, and, you know...
Your talent portion was exciting. Oh, my God. I got nervous over here, shaking in my boots.
Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate
you were magnificent. I thought you were going to win.
Thank you.
How'd you feel up there?
When I was walking, I was really nervous, and I was trying not to laugh, but I'm pretty goofy, so I was laughing.
Hey, you know what?
Time.
I think your laughing is a good thing. It's a personality pageant, as they said. It's a character pageant. We know you're a laughy, fun gal.
Yeah.
I think that made it better. You have something to do right now?
I was just going to change and head back to the dorms. And
well, sounds good. You live right next to me. I'm sure I'll see you back there. Thank you so much for coming on the air with me. This
Thank you, Taylor. I love you, and have a great show.
You're the greatest. 1 second. Well, that was Sandra Aikiora. She was outstanding tonight, and that girl is one heck of a girl. Oh, we've got the winner right here.
Hi.
Hey there. You want to tell me your name?
Zehra.
Oh, my God. I can't say that.
Zehra.
Zehra.
Yeah.
Zehra?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to tell us? Did you see this coming tonight? Did you think you'd make it in the top three? Did you think you'd win it all?
No. Actually, this morning, I will not join. I think I will not join. But afternoon...
Who convinced you?
Howie? Yeah.
Oh, in the yellow dress?
Yeah, yellow dress. She's
nice
really
girl.
Nice. Actually, it's her dress.
This is hers?
Yeah.
It looks so good on you.
Thank you.
Oh, we talked all about it while you were up there.
Thank you.
We talked how majestic you looked. Now, did you have fun, though, tonight?
Of course.
That was fun?
Of course.
I thought it was so cool. It was good getting to know you. I have never seen you before. I'm Taylor.
I'm Zehra.
Nice to meet you, Zehra.
Nice to meet you, too.
And what are you going to do now that you're Miss Dominican? You going to tell everyone?
It's really hard question. Because I thought I will not win. I'm not going to win. And
are you going to Mr. Penguin next weekend?
Of course.
You got to go. You got to represent and see who yours is going to be. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the air with us.
Thank you.
You have a good night. Thank you so much.
You too.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And next up, we've got Elsie, the sophomore who got in second place. Here she is. She is coming on to tell us about her experience. All right. You want to tell us your name and tell us about yourself?
Hey guys, my name is Elsie. I'm a sophomore here at Dominican. What else do you want to know?
Well, how do you feel up there? Did you think you were going to get in second place? Did you think you'd get in the top three?
No, I honestly did not. But it was really surprising when they called my name. I was really happy. And then the fact that everyone was cheering made me really happy as well.
You handled those questions real well up there. You know, I could not go up there because I don't like to have people looking at me like that. It's a hard experience. How did you get yourself ready for this? Who told you you should do this?
Well, actually, my friend Juan Carlos. Yes, Juan I'm giving Carlos. Out a shout out to Juan Carlos. He actually signed me up, so I didn't really have a choice. But then I was like, okay, like I can back out if I want to, but I chose to just stick with it.
And how did you feel? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, especially backstage with all the girls. It was just really good. A lot of them girls, I didn't actually get to know them, or I didn't know them at first, so getting to know them, it was really cool.
Yeah, what was your favorite segment of the pageant?
Probably. I mean, for like when we're doing walks, probably like the sportwear, because that's like sportwear. I'm always like that.
Your flip was outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
I cannot do that sort of thing.
Thank
if I'm
you.
Lucky, I can touch my toes.
Other than that, of course, the talent portion. I mean, that was crazy. So that
all
was
right.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the air with us tonight. I have got to go. I think we're all leaving this place up right now. Thank you so much. You want to give us a quick tag?
Hey, guys. So we are here listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You got it. You guys have a good night.
Bye, guys.